الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا شريعة بعد شريعته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا سنة بعد سنته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد نصركم الله ببدر وأنتم أذلة فاتقوا الله لعلكم تشكرون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا معاذ إن أولى الناس بي المتقون من كانوا وحيث كانوا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Most honorable ulama ikram, beloved brothers and elders, undoubtedly all praises belong solely and only unto Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, our creator, our sustainer, our cherisher, our nourisher, salat and salam upon our master Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam has mentioned in the hadith, without a doubt, that the dua of a fasting person is accepted. In halat of roza, we take this opportunity to make this dua, that Allah Pak keep every one of us with iman, Allah Pak take us with iman, and Allah Pak resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah with iman. Beloved brothers, if we look around and we see how beautiful our masajid are, the atmosphere in the month of Ramadan, if you look at Haramain, Sharifain, millions and millions of people making tawaf of the Baytullah, billions of people making salam at the Rosa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In our country alone, so many places, Salat of Taraweeh is taking place in one area, 5, 6, 10, 15 different venues. Wallah, we have to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of this. But if we just have to sit back and analyze for a moment, if it was not for the sacrifice of 313 people 1431 years ago, beloved friends, today we would have not had the picture that we see today. The atmosphere that is present today would have not been prevalent. The sacrifice of the Sahaba who gave their lives, who gave their blood at the time of Badr, undoubtedly, respected friends, right till the last day, every Muslim to come, every Salah that we will read, every Subhanallah that we will take, we will be indebted to their sacrifices. We make dua that Allah Ta'ala increase their lofty stages. Brothers, in our Quran, in our daily tilawat of Quran, remember them in our ithal sawab as well. Many a times we forget about their sacrifices. Just a glimpse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in Quran, Allah speaks about Badr. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرِ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّهُ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Ahle Badr. Allah speaks about the battle of Badr which took place in the month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws this point to our attention, that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bring taqwa alive in your life, so that you can be grateful to the favors and the in'amat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. Very, very quickly, many lessons to be learned from the incident of Badr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, actually Badr, there was two Badrs, the small Badr and the big Badr. The small Badr, a person by the name of Qurs bin Jabir, he comes and he attacks the property of the Muslims, he steals and he usurps the wealth of the Muslims. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends out an army to go and meet with him, to go and retrieve, to go and see what they can do. They come to a place called Safwan. When they come to this place, this person has ran away, he heard about the army of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but nevertheless, the goods belonging to the Muslims was retrieved. Some while after that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets, we're just very quickly going through it, he gets the information with regards to the caravan of Hazrat Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala, at the time was not Muslim, that his caravan was passing by Badr, and Badr was close to Medina Munawwara, or rather than a place near Badr, etc. The caravan was going to be passing through. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to the Sahaba of Medina Munawwara, let us go and intercept this caravan. This is what they did to us. We'll go now and we'll intercept this caravan. And this caravan is laden with goods. We'll get some booty. And whatever we will get from there, whatever booty will come, this will be distributed among the Muslims. When they come to meet this caravan, long and short of it, Abu Sufyan sends a message to Makkah Mukarramah that this is the plan of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam or Abu Jahl. If you want your goods and you have interest in your goods, then send an army to look after your caravan. Abu Sufyan sends this message. Abu Jahl prepares an army, strong army of 1,000, to come and attack the Muslims. Now remember, the Muslims, when they left for Badr, the intention was not to fight. They never had an intention of war. Rather, their intention was to intercept the caravan. Ulama Ikram mentioned many things about this. They say that Allah Ta'ala's plan and Allah Ta'ala's wisdom was such that He intended them to come out in this fashion first, and then later on it turned into a war. Reason being, amongst the many reasons, there was no time for mashura and no time for discussion, etc. They were already out, and they had to come and they had to meet with the enemy. But few important things. When they left on the 12th, the army started on the 12th of Ramadan, and fighting started around the 17th of Ramadan. But before that, what had happened when news reached Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When news reached Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that now the Meccans, the Quraysh, are coming with an army of 1,000. Now Allah Ta'ala gives command to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that him and his sahaba will have to fight, and they will have to meet with this army of Abu Jahl. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, long and short of it, brothers, he calls up a mashara, he calls up a discussion with the sahaba ikram, and a sahabi by the name of Miqdad bin Aswad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And this is the lesson we take from Badr, that what was the sentiment of sahaba when the choice, or rather when they were faced with the situation, do they protect the dunya or do they go all out and protect the deen? When the situation came in front of them, what was the sentiment of the sahaba? Miqdad bin Aswad was a muhajir. He addresses Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, Nabi sallallahu, O Nabi of Allah, we are not going to be like Banu Israel and say to you, Fadhab anta wa rabbuk, inna hahuna qa'idun. No. O Nabi of Allah, we are going to say, Fadhab anta wa rabbuk, inna ma'akuma muqatilun. Then, O Nabi of Allah, you and Allah Ta'ala go forward and we are with you. We are by your side and we are going to fight with you. We are going to give our life. And then he says to the Nabi of Allah, do we go to this extent, O Nabi of Allah, to say to you, Nuqatil an yaminik wa an shimanik, we will fight on your right, we will fight on your left, we will fight in front of you, we will fight from your behind, from all corners we will protect you. This was the muhajirin. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he knew the sentiment of the muhajirin, the fact that they made hijrat, the fact that they left Makkah Mukarrama, the sacrifice of leaving Baytullah in itself already sent out a loud message to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that no matter what happens, no matter what comes his way, he enjoyed the full support of the muhajirin. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to the sahaba, Ashiru alayya ayyuhan nas, O people, I'm discussing this matter with you. A sahabi by the name of Sa'd bin Mu'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu stands up. Now understand one thing. When it came to the Ansar of Madinah Munawwara, they had already had an agreement with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if Madinah Munawwara was attacked, then at any cost they would stand by and they would protect Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they would be prepared to give their life. But with regards to fighting outside of Madinah Munawwara, with regards to standing with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam outside of Madinah Munawwara, there wasn't any agreement, there wasn't anything discussed. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to ascertain what was his position with regards to the Ansar. When it comes to the Ansar, where is he standing? Just to go into some, we speak of personalities. Wallah, brothers, Ahle Badr was such. Understand that Ahle Badr was such that they enjoy such lofty status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That even amongst the Sahaba Ikram, even amongst, we know that the greatest and the most virtuous of people after Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam are the Sahaba of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But even amongst the ranks of Sahaba, those Sahaba that came into Islam after Fath Makkah and those that came into Islam before Fath Makkah, though they are equal in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, though they all enjoy status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but those that came before Fath Makkah, Allah says that they enjoy a status above the rest. We'll understand from the words of Mu'adh, of Sa'd bin Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, just to understand the personality of Sa'd bin Mu'adh. One is we narrate and one is we give the incident of Badr, but to take the sentiment of Sa'd bin Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the sentiment of 313, and to bring that in our life, that is Kamal. And that will take the Ummah once again to the glory days. On his deathbed, he doesn't pass away in Badr, but on his deathbed, to get an insight, to get an insight into this personality, into this shakhsiyat, into this personality, who was Sa'd bin Mu'adh. What did he enjoy that on his deathbed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses him, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says these words to him, Jazakallahu khayra, Jazakallahu khayra, Jazakallahu khayra. That may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. May your reward be completely with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O leader of the Ansar. You have fulfilled your covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those promises that you made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have fulfilled it. Sa'd bin Mu'adh is about to pass away. On the tongue of the most truthful of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine the state of mind of Sa'd bin Mu'adh? And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, that when your eyes will close, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill Allah's covenant with you as well. They say when Sa'd bin Mu'adh closed his eyes and he passed away, اِعْتَزَّلَهُ الْأَرْشِ, then the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shook. Why was it, beloved friends? Because on the plains of Badr, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba, 313, ill-equipped, facing an army of 1,000, 70 camels between 313 and two horses. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to share his camel with Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala. The muarrikhin write and they say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would ride, and the sahaba ikram, when it would come to their turn, they would decline. Ali would say, no, Nabi of Allah, you ride. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, no, I also want reward. I also want to give some sacrifice in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Jahl, when he prepared his army and he brought his army, he had the singing girls. He had the singing girls and the dancing women, and the party was ready. And he said that this is going to be a walk in a park. We're going to walk over the Muslims. We're going to crush them. But Sa'd bin Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses the sahaba and he says that Ashiru alayya ayyuhan nas, O people, give me your input. What is the situation? What do we do from here? Brothers, he addresses Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with such words. And these were not just words, because as I mentioned, on his deathbed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you have fulfilled the covenant that you made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Ya Rasulallah, Qad amanna bik wa saddaqnak. O Nabi of Allah, we bring complete iman on you. We brought iman on you. O Nabi of Allah, we have complete trust in you. Wa shahida anna ma ji'ta bihi huwa al-haq. O Nabi of Allah, and we testify that whatever you have brought undoubtedly is haq. Wa atainaka ala uhudin ala sam'i wa ta'a. And O Nabi of Allah, we pledge that we will be completely obedient to you under any circumstances. And then he says to the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is when he starts to give reassurance to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the position of the Ansar. He says, لَعَلَّكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ خَرَجْتَ مِنْ أَمْرٍ. O Nabi of Allah, I'm seeing and I'm understanding from your talks that you had set out from Medina Munawwara with a certain plan in mind, and we were all aware of your plan in mind. But it is possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is instructing you to do something else. فَمْضِي بِمَا شِئْتْ وَسِلْ حِبَالَ مَنْ شِئْتْ وَقْتَعْ حِبَالَ مَنْ شِئْتْ وَسَالِمْ مَنْ شِئْتْ وَعَادِي مَنْ شِئْتْ وَخُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِنَا مَا شِئْتْ وَأَطِنَا مَا شِئْتْ. He says, O Nabi of Allah, whatever Allah has commanded you to do, whatever you desire to do, you go ahead and you do it. You enjoy our full support. Whoever you choose to join ties with, we will join you in joining ties. Whoever you choose to break off ties with, we will join you in breaking off ties. Whoever you choose in giving peace and amnesty to, we will join you in that. And whoever you choose to make your enemy, O Nabi of Allah, we choose and we will be with you by your side in making that person our enemy as well. O Rabbi of Allah, take from our wealth whatever you desire, and give us whatever you desire. And O Nabi of Allah, that which you leave, or that which you take from our wealth, that wealth of ours which you take, is more beloved to us than the wealth of ours that you leave behind. He says, O Nabi of Allah, whatever you command us to do today, command, we are going to fulfill your every wish. If you say to us now, La in sirta, that you are going to travel from Medina Munawwara to Barkal Ghimad, which is a place very far away from Medina Munawwara, and you ask us to walk with you, we are going to walk with you. If you say to us, O Nabi of Allah, if you say to us that you should all jump into the sea, then you will find that we will be jumping into the sea with you. وَمَا خَلَّفَ مِنَّا رَجُلٌ وَاحِدٌ, and not one single one of us will be left behind. Every one of us upon your amr will jump into the sea. Then he says, O Nabi of Allah, we love and we have this desire and this passion with you to meet the enemy. And O Nabi of Allah, rest assured, on behalf of every Ansari I speak, that when you will find us in a battlefield, you will find us in two conditions. Sabrun indal harab, sabrun indal harab, wa sidqun indal liqa. That O Nabi of Allah, you will find us to be persevering, you will find us to be patient in the thick of the battle. And O Nabi of Allah, you will find us to be sidqun indal liqa. You will find us to be such that when we will meet the enemy, we will be absolutely truthful. We will not flee from the battlefield at all. We will be with you side by side from the beginning right till the very end. Then he says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, it is possible and it is our hope and it is our desire that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us a means of the coolness of your eyes. Fasir bi barakatillah. O Nabi of Allah, we are ready with the barakat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Command, and whatever command you give, we are ready to follow. When Sa'd bin Mu'adh speaks, a smile comes on the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is moved. You can imagine, what is he saying? He's saying that no matter what the condition is, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we stand by you side by side. The sentiment of Sa'd bin Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the sentiment of 313 sahaba that were ready to give their life. They gave their everything. Today we have deen. Today we have what we see in front of us. This deen that is there in front of us, it is on the sacrifice of 313. The battle begins. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes into dua. They say so much of dua Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. The entire night Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making dua that this ummah that is going to meet the enemy must be successful. Oh Allah, this ummah that is going to meet the enemy must be successful. If this ummah is destroyed today, lam tu'bad, Allah, there will be nobody to take your name. This ummah went to fight. 313 of them went into the battlefield. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends three of the Ansar. The battle is about to begin. Man-to-man combat. And Abu Jahl says, send me any of your men. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends three people forward. Hazrat Auf bin Harith, Mu'awiz bin Harith, and Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala was sent forward. Now look at this, brothers. Just understand what was given. Understand what sacrifices were given. When they go forward, then Abu Jahl stands up and he says, No, we don't want to fight with them. We want to fight with our own people. We don't want to fight with the Ansar. We don't even know who these people are. Send us people from our own. Who does the Nabi of Allah send to begin the combat, to start Badr, to start what was, Allah terms it as Yawm al-Furqan, Yawm al-Taqal Jam'an. Allah calls Quran Furqan, Allah calls the day of Badr, calls the battle of Badr Furqan as well. That it was the decisiveness, it was the differentiation between Haq and Batil. That is the meaning of Furqan. Allah sends who? Nabi Sassam sends who? Who does he instruct to go forward? Ali ibn Abi Talib, son-in-law of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know the relationships. And Ubadah bin Harith radiallahu ta'ala anhu, these three people go forward and the battle begins. And there's many things to mention, but just to come to a climax very, very quickly. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making dua. Allah speaks about the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah speaks about how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam employed and turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help and assistance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ يُغَشِّيكُمُ النُّعَاسَ أَمَنَةً مِّنْهُ وَيُنَزِّلُ عَلَيْكُم مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you were making dua to us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the malaika, بِعَلَافٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُنزِلِينَ. 1,000 malaika came, and they came to the help and they came to the assistance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The help of Allah was with the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to such an extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when you will look, Quran speaks about this, when you will see the army, they won't look as big as they actually are. They were 1,000, but when you look at it, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud's riwayat, he says that when they were standing on the hilltop and they were looking at this army, they were debating amongst themselves. One was saying they look like they're 80, one was saying they look like they're 70. But they enjoyed the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came down. And the Muslims were victorious in Badr. 313 Muslims, 313 Sahaba, they finished off the army of 1,000 that was armed to the tooth. Every person in the Kuffar army had a horse. In the entire army of the Muslims, only 2 horses. But the point, beloved friends, to be taken, and the lesson to be learned from Badr was this, that the Sahaba Ikram sacrificed whatever they had. Those 313 gave such sacrifice they gave, that till today and till the last day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that they are the most loftiest, they are the most honored, they are most revered of the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That the mafhum of the riwayat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to this effect to Ahle Badr, اِعْمَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ. That after Badr, you can do whatever you want to do. After Badr, do whatever you want to do. I have already forgiven you. There were times when Sahaba made mistakes, but on account of them being present in Badr, on account of them participating in Badr, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah Rabbul Izzat overlooked it. Beloved friends, what was it? What was it? It was that jazbat, it was that desire that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must always be alive. It is this very same spirit that has to come alive with us today. That complete deen has to come alive. This is why Allah ta'ala has given us this month of Ramadan. Beloved friends, the month of Ramadan has come. And before we know it, the month of Ramadan will be complete already. The month of Ramadan has come, and with swiftness already 13 days have been completed. Many places Khatam of Quran has already taken place. But let us not lose track of the objective of this month. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Again, when Allah speaks about Badr, Allah says to us, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. When Allah is reminding us of Badr, Allah is speaking about this quality of taqwa. Allah is speaking of Ramadan, Allah is speaking of taqwa. Allah is speaking of how help and assistance will come to the Muslims. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا. If you will exercise patience and you will bring taqwa alive. What is taqwa, beloved friends? Taqwa is to bring alive the command of Allah in our life. To bring alive the command of Allah in our life. That the command of Allah must take precedence over everything. Not only in the month of Ramadan, not only in the month of Ramadan, but throughout our life, when there's a decision to be made, in which direction do we go? The decision has to go towards pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's an effort, but an effort that has to be made. Mu'adh ibn Jabal, famous incident, brothers. These are things which we have heard over and over. And we'll continue to hear it because nothing new is going to come in deen. Deen is completed. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَدِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ. Allah make us maaf because of our jazbat of entertainment today. We're looking and searching for something new. Nothing new is going to come. Allah said, Allah already made it clear that your deen is complete. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. I've completed it and I've completed my favor of Islam upon you. But it's for us to take lesson that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those that were close to him, those that were near to him, those that were dear to him, how did he treat them? How did he advise them? When Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was leaving Medina Munawwara, and he was going as a Khalifa, and he was going as a deputy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Yemen. And he was that Sahabi who the Nabi of Allah said to him, Ya Mu'adh inni uhibbuk, O Mu'adh, indeed I love you. When he was departing from his Habib, when he was departing from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the historians write and they say that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him that, Ya Mu'adh, it is possible that when you come to Madinah Munawwara again, Ya Mu'adh, it is possible that when you come to Madinah Munawwara again, you will not see me, but you will pass by my qabr. Brothers, when we leave Madinah Munawwara, when we leave Madinah Munawwara and we know our condition, we know how many mistakes and how many wrongs we done in Haramain Sharifain. Yet when we leaving Madinah Munawwara, what is the heart of that believer that is leaving Madinah Munawwara? If it's Hajj season and you're on that bus, and you're jumping on that bus and you're going to Makkah Mukarramah, you're not even coming home, you're just leaving Madinah Munawwara to come, to go to Makkah, to go to Makkah Sharif. What is the condition of the heart? Imagine Mu'adh ibn Jabal, he was in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was in Badr with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many expeditions with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying to him, Ya Mu'adh, it's possible that when you come to Madinah Munawwara again, you will not see me, but you will pass by my qabr. He starts to cry, Nabi Sassam starts to cry. Can we ever describe, can there ever be a khatib who can describe the emotion? Can there be words to say and put it into perspective? I don't think so. Nobody can paint the picture. Nobody can paint the understanding of what must have been the emotion of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What must have been the emotion of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam when they departing from each other, and then as consolement to Mu'adh ibn Jabal, and consolement to every ummati that is to come. Under whatever circumstance and under whatever condition you'll be going through, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says these words to Mu'adh. Ya Mu'adh, inna awla an-nasi bi al-muttaqoon, man kanu wa haythu kanu. O Mu'adh, the closest person to me, O Mu'adh, are those people who will be of taqwa, those people who will be taqwa dar, those people who will have the Allah in their life, those people who will be dindar, those people will be closest to me. Man kanu wa haythu kanu. Mu'adh, whoever he is and wherever he is, whether you're in Yemen, whether you're in South Africa, wherever you are, if you will bring this alive, O Mu'adh, then understand you will be undoubtedly close to me. We make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat that in this last few moments of this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Allah Pak give us the tawfiq and the ability to revere this month, to honor this month, and to make qadr of it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our little small efforts in this month and make it a means of najat on the day of Qiyamah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.